mentioned that the two chubonos of the Batei Mikdashim were as a result of overemphasis of one of those hanhogas. In other words, by Srishon, they were living in hanhogas and yikud, and because of the enormous love and understanding that of hanhogas yikud, so hanhogas and mishpat was neglected. Now, Shain Kenin, by Shaini, they were keeping all the mitzvahs. They were keeping a Hagas HaMishpat, and Hagas HaYichud was neglected. We try to understand what that means. That's what you said we would try and understand. Al Pidvarim Eilu Novin Heitiv Es Divrei HaGemara. We can understand the Gemara in Yuma, the beginning of Yuma, Nizgala Avoinam Nigala Kitzam, where the Aveiru was revealed, so the end of the Golos was revealed. Achreinim lo nigala, avoinim lo nigala kitzon. The second base of Mikdash, of avoin wasn't revealed, and therefore the kitz has not been revealed. Pirush, that's a Gemara. Pirush rishonim avoinim haye begale bechitzonios. The rishonim, you could see their virus. Gilu Rashvi is domim veravodazore. You can't hide that. That's pretty obvious. You kill somebody. That's not a pnim. Given shesof sof eisha ava barvim is gala kitzom. End of the day, that an enormous ava of Hashem, and therefore the end of the golus was revealed to them. Came back after 70 years. Achreilim non is gala voinam ki al kein chitzionism haise nekimi kol rabo. On the outside, they looked very pure. They were keeping all the mitzvahs, but tiktu kalocha. V'rak v'pnimiyosam eisha'ava pnimis ha'isu chasor aleim. The inner sanctum, the avos Hashem was lacking. As lo nigala keitzam, it hasn't been revealed to us the end. We're still in it. Kasher ha'kilkul pogeh b'nishmas ha'kesher b'in knes Yisrael l'baylo. When the kilkul, the damage, affects the neshama kesher between Klal Yisrael and their husband, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKilkul Hu HaBe Yosechomu, at Kilon is Gala Keitzah, much worse, that we still haven't been revealed the end. B'Kach Mevar Agro, Es HaUvda, Ki Golas Bais Rishon HaYiseh B'Yedei Bovel. Edom. The Goyin points out that that's the Nafkimin, and who was the perpetrator, who was handed over the keys to the Golas. The first Golas was Babel. This Golas is Edom, my Nafkimina. Vainu kasher heim niskalkulu b'chitzyonis b'ilvad, ha'isa Golas b'yei Babel shenim shola l'gomel. Babel, the marshal for Babel is a camel. What's a simon of a camel? Tomaso hu chitzoni, hu einu mafis pasad, ilu bepniyosa hu to, hu malagoro. The gamel, his external simon, which is the split hoof, he doesn't have. But the internal simon, that he chews the cud, his malagoro, that he does have. Everybody had a late night, last night as well, I see. Okay, fine. Another, huh?
Opposite of the pig.
Oh, that's Edom, we'll see. Very good. Very good. Someone's awake. Rak chitzinyos of tamei. Maisev achitzonim einu kohugon. His external actions aren't good. Luma zois golos by sheni. Sheshama chitzonis hayisa shleima. There the external was perfect. Harimoinim shemachrivu hayu kechazi. Hashem chitzinyos of humafis basa. On the external, the pig shows you his kosher. On the outside, simon. Ach pnimiyosa tamei, but the inner siman is tamei. Ein ava, ein keshim baroilam kechazi zeh sheinu ma legeiru bipnimiyosa. The connection, the inner connection to Kosh Baruch Hu is completely missing. Who are sheni banu? That's the goyim, by the way.
I have a question. I don't understand how we can have full love in Kadosh Baruch Hu at the same time to kill other people, about Azarash. Oh, it's possible. That means we make the opposite that HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, and we say we are full of in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
That's why we went into Golus. You're not supposed
to
do that.
It's working. It's impossible for me. I don't understand.
How can you love Hashem and at the same time do those terrible things?
Yes.
Well, you succumbed to your Yetzer Hara, which was very big for look, we have the same thing now. You've got other Yetzer, you've got other Avodah Zarahs. You still come to shul, but you can still go off and go and do what you need to do. You can play the game.
That's by Shani. He's asking on Bais Rishon. By Shani, we understand. Be very frum and all the mitzvahs are not even shaykhs to Hashem. Uriah, etc. Okay. That one I don't have a problem. You're not asking there. No, he's asking how can you be in love with somebody and have a burning love for somebody and then do everything which is despicable to that person?
Because the love wasn't as deep as it's supposed
to
be.
No, if it wasn't as deep, it's not. Then that's not a Raya. Then you don't have your, then the Raya isn't there.
You can still love someone completely and deeply.
You can love someone completely and deeply and spend your days doing everything that person despises. So where's the love? What love is that? How can you do something to somebody that you love that is totally despicable to that person?
Occasionally you stumble. I'm not saying all day you're trying to cause the other person.
So that might be a Pesach to an answer. Yeah. From its starif, what you said with what he said, could be we come up with a teretz. Yeah. Is in Achinami the Ava was a burning love for Kodesh Baruch Hu. At Kedai, when the Yetzer Hara was mefata them to do Aveiras, which is what the Yetzer Hara's job in the world is, they were able to give in to the Yetzer Hara because anyway, Hashem loves me so much, so I won't get punished, I won't go to Gehenna. You can rely on the love, Kesug protects you. Means I can get away with this. It didn't say they were perfect. They had Yetzer Hara's, Horaya, they were involved in. And it doesn't mean they were running around murdering, raping, pillaging and plundering and worshipping what is on a day-to-day basis. Hayad nefilot. There's a Yetzer Hara. But they allowed themselves the Aveiras because the love says, well, Hashem loves me so much, I call you a beseder.
They weren't so hypocritical.
That means like the Ganav.
They call a spade a spade.
He has a Yetzer Hara for this Aveira. I don't understand what the Yetzer Hara for Ritzicha and Gilur Reis and Shvichas Donner is. I don't understand.
On the inside, they
but they love Hashem so much. They know that Hashem loves them so much as you allow yourself, to you have betochen in Hashem ad kedei that you do things that you shouldn't do because you're relying on Hashem will take care of it. That's living with anogas hayichud. The question stays a question. The teretz is a Pesach. Zelo kolasipu. Tzarich yin godu on that. And Chazal do. I mean, the Gemara's are full trying to understand what was going on there. The second one is a little bit easier to understand. Well, that's the chitzenius. That's what you said. That's the part. Vosheribanu avoida ruchnis zu enu min hakalot. Ha'avoyde la'azinu shalev bein shtei hanhogas eili hiya shleimus. To balance both these hanhogas, that's shleimus. That's what we're trying to do. Not go to one extreme or to the other extreme, but try and find a way to live with both these hanhogas together. K'sheh b'zrat Hashem yisparach natzliach b'mesima zu, yibonu b'es hamigdash ha'shlishi b'meira b'yameinu. Obviously, by shlishi, we'll take both these opposing forces. And we'll build the base something, the third base with the izun, with the shiluv of these two, a zivug of these two anogas in ourselves. So how do we do that? With the goal of really trying to understand how you can balance these two opposing forces. Hanogas ha-mishpat v'hanogas ha-yichud, dainu la'avu l'yireh shemecho. Avu yireh shemecho. Aleinu lilmoid ma'at keitzad ha-kodesh bohu manigas ha-ilam v'hanogas. We have to try and understand, because hanogas ha-mishpat we understand k'kol ha-pochot. Hanogas ha-yichud we need to understand what this is and how this works. Ha-ilim midivri ha-ramchal v'das tfunas ois kuf samach vav. And in the Arizal, in the Yitzchayim as well, the same idea. Who ki be'emes kol hara hanimtza ba'olam einenu ele kedei la'amid es bnei ha'odam b'nisayon. What is the evil in the world? Why is evil in the world? There's evil in the world. We can agree on that. There's evil in the world. What's the purpose? Why is the evil in the world? Only for one reason. to create a matzav of bechira, so that a person can have a nisayon. Why? Because you want to earn the reward. You don't want to get it for nothing. So to earn it, you have to choose. To choose, you have to have bechira. To have bechira, you need an evenly balanced marechet. So you need good and bad. Evil is not a fixed metzias. Permanent metzias. Elezu metzias shetzricha lachalayif min ha'ilam. Sheyegiye yom shekol ha'ilam kule yafoch liyom shekule toif. Ra is a temporary infliction that you need in this world, in this fleeting little world that we live in here for a few years, in order to give us the nisyonis, in order to give us the ability to earn olam haba, and then it'll go away, because we'll move into what's called Yom Shekulu Tov, where there is no evil. You might postpone this for tomorrow, because I haven't slept either. You guys are tired. I was a little vital 2 o'clock this morning, so I'm completely, I'm not even here. If I'm talking, someone where I live, by the time we finished and got back and whatever, so if I start speaking nonsense, just stop me, okay? I'm not even, it's like I'm practicing, if, you know, you get the 4 o'clock shear on those shoots, you know, that last shear, you know.
Your bells of wisdom should be on the level of
your brain is sort of like not connecting to your mouth and you start babbling. Like when you're reading your kids' stories and you fall asleep and they're waking you up, Abba, Ara, carry on the story, you know, and you're talking nonsense, you know, those moments? Yeah, that's where I'm holding at the moment. Anyway. Alright. Tikana oilam ulegye lematzev shalvayo Hashem lemelech hakol haaretz b'omu ye Hashem echad u'shmoy echad. We said how many times a day, that's what we're waiting for. Kol oilam yaki b'malchus Hashem. The whole world will recognize Hashem's mamlucha in the world. There'll be no more evil in the world. It'll just puff up like a bit of smoke. Finished. Hanhoga samishpat einu yochode laavi esoile lematzav kaze. Shrei banhoga samishpat aseide boru v'kuvu mirosh. Hanhoga samishpat can't bring us to that. Why? Because what does Hanhoga samishpat say? Im tiye tov, tegabel toiv. Im chas v'chilile tiye ra, tegabel ra. Mida keneged mida. You're good, you get good. You're bad, you get bad. Ein sibah shara is bottle, so why should evil get mevatled? Sharei ara amagia la'adam yelo bedin. Why should there be no more evil in the world? You deserve it. Kumo kena tov shemegia la'adam yegia lo bedin. Why is this good happening to you? Because you deserve it. Kach shemitzad anhoga samishpat, matzav zeh yoichel amshich kol hazman. As long as you have an Hanhoga Samishpat in the world, there's chav or oinesh, there's good and bad, there's mida keneged mida, so that can carry on forever. There's no end to that. Ach lo zu atachlis, but that's not the purpose of the world. Hakadosh Baruch Hu eini manyen letet lanu avua v'doseinu rak es toivus v'anos oilam hazeh. Hashem's not interested in paying us in this world for all we're doing. We're not olam hazeh people. We don't live in olam hazeh. Hu manyen letet lanu schanitzchi. He wants to give us eternal good. Tzadikim yoshim v'tzadik v'zeichem v'neinim ziv shchinosoi. That's what we want. Shesu ha-tova she'enenu klal lefi erech ma'aseinu mitzvoseinu. The reward you're going to get, that's not relevant to your deeds, to your mitzvahs. Hashem kach muchreches levo hanoga she'enenu tolu b'mishpat. Therefore, you need an hogger. There's not talub of mishpat bichlal. Or bahag bolish shel schav oinish. It's not limited in any way by schav oinish. When we can chayv levo matzav shel tzadik v'ralo rosha v'toiv lo. In order to get to that, you need a matzav of tzadik v'ralo rosha v'toiv lo. You weren't expecting that, were you? You weren't expecting anything, okay. This is horrible. Might have to do this again tomorrow for those who weren't here. We go off to the Roif. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shkoyach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Einem Me'onyen Letet Lanu Avua V'Doseinu Rakes Toivus V'Hanos Oilam Hazeh. For all the work we do, the mitzvahs we do, Hashem doesn't want to give us the reward of pleasures in this world. What does he want? He wants to give us eternal reward. Schanitzchi, eternal reward. Shazu atova she'enu klal lefi erech maseinu v'mitzvaseinu. You put on tefillin this morning. For that you deserve eternal dreikus and learning business. And also, what? It's all lefi erech. You put on tefillin today, so you should get $100. How hard was it to put on tefillin today? No, Hashem's going to give you a reward for your tefillin. Buckets and buckets of eternity. The Shemkach Mukhreches Levo Hanoga Sheinenu Tolu B'Mishpat. You need something in the Bria that's not bound and limited by Mishpat. Or B'Hagbola Shal Schav Oynesh. And it's not limited to Schav Oynesh. You need something that transcends Schav Oynesh. U'mekan Chayv Levo Matzev Shal Tzadik V'Ralo Roshem V'Toiv Lo. That we'll have to explain. Oh, that needs an explanation. It does say it in the Torah. It does say that in the Torah. The Ramchal didn't make this up. The Arizal didn't make this up. I don't mind you fighting and arguing this. I've fought this for months. I'm still fighting it. I'm still not. Well, yeah. The Chovis HaLevavos says it Mefurish, by the way. Chovis HaLevavos says this Mefurish. I don't know why he doesn't quote the Chovis HaLevavos. Chovis HaLevavos says this Mefurish in Shara B'Tochen. That tzadik v'ra loy, rosh v'toiv lo, is in order to give you more reward than you deserve. If I gave you yisurim you didn't deserve, that opens up the possibility of giving you scha that you don't deserve. And then the kasha comes back. We can't get away from the kasha. What happened to your bread of shame? The whole reason you created this world is to avoid bread of shame. Now you're giving me reward I don't deserve, so I'm back to bread of shame. Okay, Seder, put that kasha aside. It's a famous kasha on the Chovis HaLevavos. Rishonim asked this kasha already in the Chovis HaLevavos. So, Seder, okay. One says the thing called Tzadik V'ralo, Rosh HaVatoiv. That's the Fi Hanoges HaMishpat? Tzadik V'ralo, Rosh HaVatoiv Lo. That's the Fi Hanoges HaMishpat or Hanoges HaYichud? Yichud. Any other votes? Hanoges HaMishpat says, Tzadik V'toiv Lo, Rosh HaVaralo. Schav Oynesh. It can only be Hanoges HaYichud that allows for Tzadik V'ralo, Rosh HaVaToiv Lo. That transcends Hanoges HaMishpat. That's not Mishpat. Where's the Tzedek in Tzadik V'ralo, Rosh HaVaToiv Lo? Haram itgaber b'itgaberut atzuma she'ein lamaale mimenu. Tzadikim yes yasrim b'yisurim she'ein roim lehem mipas ma'aseh. Tzadikim get yisurim that are not magilem lefi their deeds. Achem yikablu al kach schar rav losi lovo, vein sovlu b'olam hazeh kedei letet mokum l'hanogazu. The suffering in this world is what allows Hanoges HaYichud to exist. So now it's clear, now we understand it. Omo ma'atam. Kashen kibli yisurim lelo sibe mutzdekes. When they get yisurim, that has no just cause. Yisurim shem lamal mi madregas of anoseim. Yisurim that's above the averas. Ha'isizu ha'bechina shakorosh bochum medaktek im chasidav kachut asara. That's the bechina that Hashem judges his righteous ones much more exacting. Now they can get reward, which is above their deeds. Reward much greater than they would have got just from their deeds. Because they were makabel besimcha, the yisurim that wasn't deserved, now they can get the reward which wasn't deserved.
Reward where?
Only Olam Haba. There is no schav oynesh in this world. Except for the Rishoyim. That's okay. Moshe Lamad Ove Doime. L'odem ha'reitze libachen al limudov b'miktzoa musiyam. No person is studying a certain trade, profession, and he wants to be tested. K'kol shu mitkadem b'limudim na'asim ha'bechines kashim yoteh. As he progresses, it gets harder and harder, right? as he goes, you know, first year the tests are there, then he gets to second year, a bit higher. You know, when he wants to become a professor, the tests are much harder. How does he know he's reached the end, now he's going to get it? When the test, this is the hardest test he's ever had. You know, the board exam, the final, the entry exam, that's the hardest. I see Shagia Lashlava Soifi. It's a Rai, you've got to the end. Kolyama Soilam, Tafkida Rahula Hamid Oisodulim Sayoid. Lipchonotan. What's the purpose of evil in the world? To test us. To give us the opportunity of choice, of Bechira. Ulatetlan Etgarim Shenamod, be? Difficulties that we can withstand. In that way, you get reward. But you deserved. Yitzhara taught you to eat a cheeseburger. You were starving. You love cheeseburgers. You withstood the test. You didn't eat a cheeseburger. Million years of total bliss and ecstasy. Whatever Olam Haba is, okay? Whatever. But you're getting it bedin, lo b'chesed. No one doing any chesed. You deserved it. You earned it. Luma zois. Berega shara mitgabe atachlisoi. When evil becomes completely out of control, I see ke'anachnu oimdim b'mifchan asoifi. That's a ride that we've come to the final test. I raise this siman ke'nichnosnu l'tkufa chadasha. We're in a new world, a new matzav. L'mifchan kashe yoteh shal hanhogas ha'yichud. We have a new nisoin today called hanhogas ha'yichud. Kashenavah es ha'mifchan yizbotl ha'ra min oilom. When we pass this test, the evil will be completely nullified. There'll be no need for it anymore. Other rabbi, you'll understand all the evil in the world was only for our good. Everything that bad happened to us, everything that's good, it's only for our good. It's only for our good. Now you can become all besimcha. Why? Because whatever you're going through, you know it's for your good. It's the best thing for you. Ramchal Magdi Zois Pemirim Acheres. Listen to the Ramchal. Ein Yitroin Ha'o Nike Elemitoicha Chishem. When do you really appreciate what light is? Against a backdrop of darkness. If there was no darkness in the world, light wouldn't have any special standing. Hanoga Sayyichid Hu Levare Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echad. We need to come to a Koro of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echad, meaning there is nothing in the world other than Hashem. There's one unifying force that runs through this world, and that is that everything that Hashem does is for our good. Everything. All the evil in the world is also only for one thing in the world, for our good. There's no reason for it to exist without that. To the extent that the evil is getting stronger and more hard and more gvura, you step back and just say, I throw you in the towel, I can't. How are you gonna fight? How are you gonna? It just disappears, boom, it's gone. And then we'll understand light. Against this background of darkness. It's dafka there's so much darkness in the world that you see that Hashem rules the world. There's nothing separate from Hashem. Someone who's the furthest away from you, you see, is koshul Hashem. There's nothing that's munatak from Hashem. In order for the world to come to its final stage, the same as in pregnancy, in order for the child to be born, the last moments of the labor have to be the most intense. Hayasurim shebo olav einu ele mikoyach asiyoso esara ba'ein Hashem. Schavo Einish says, the yasurim that are coming upon you is because of what you did. It's because of our maisim. Im Yetiv es Meise, wie lo tov, shere kol tonu beyodoi. Why is all this evil coming upon us? It's to wake us up. It's to make us remember who we are, what our tafkid in this world is. We've got completely lost and confused out there. We don't even remember who we are.
We have not the level to...
Why?
Because the people were much stronger in the old generation than we are.
Physically, maybe. I don't know if they would have survived the internet. I don't know if there would have been any yeshivas left. There were hardly any yeshivas left then. Just before the war. I'm not talking about 2,000 years, I'm talking about now. The last... Since the First World War, which is this new tikkufa we're talking about. I don't know if they would have stood the Nisoyin as we were standing. Physically, right. You could take a yid and you could cut him into pieces and whatever, and he wouldn't kiss the cross and he wouldn't back down. Today we will do it even without the Nisoyin. If you look carefully, it's a sugya, this Rav Dessler talks about it. Is how come the Nisoyin before the Second World War, the First World War, were Nisoyin against religion? Either convert or we're going to kill you. Either convert or we'll destroy you. And if you converted, I don't know, you had it very good. The Yidden that converted, that became Christians, they had it very good, Dafka. They became leaders, they were honored, they were given wealth. And thousands of Yidden went to their death rather than kiss the cross. Hitler was a different Nisoyin. You could convert all you want, Elo Zelacha. He schlepped you out from, if your great-great-grandfather was Jewish, you could have been a goy for three generations. He schlepped you out. He didn't give you a choice. Why not? What changed? What changed between those two tekufas? One of the terutzim is Yidden, they gave up their lives rather than kiss the cross. In Germany, before the war, Yidden have given up the Yiddish card without even being forced. Assimilation in Berlin, in Germany, before the war was horrific. There was hardly any Yiddishkeit left. So if a guy gave up his Yiddishkeit without even being threatened, what if you put a gun against his head and said, convert or we'll kill you, what do you think he would have done? He was converting because he thought it might help. He'll get out of the trouble, he'll convert, he'll become, he'll marry a shiksa or whatever. So that Nisoyin is not going to help. The Nisoyin that we're going through today is a different Nisoyin. No one's telling you to convert. Anyone stopped you coming to Dublin this morning? Anybody said, listen, my boy, you get those tefillin off your head now, chop your head off. What are you doing? You know, you put on tefillin under the bunker there while no one's looking. No, you walk in the street with tefillin. It's a different Nisoyin today. It's a different Nisoyin today. And that Nisoyin, no other generation could have handled it. No other generation was given that Nisoyin. We're given that Nisoyin. That there's any Bochrim sitting in yeshiva today is an open miracle. If you want to see an open miracle today, greater than Kriyas Yamsuf, go to any yeshiva katana during morning Seder or during davening. Ask yourself, what are these kids doing here? Why are they still here? You know what they could have outside? There's Gabrus Otsum. Talk to the kids. Talk to the 16, 17, 18 years old, the shyness that they have today in the yeshivas. You see, a time when you could run to yeshiva, you knew, oh, Zetavis Noach. I mean, an isolated environment, Bukh Hashem, yeah, I'm safe. Someone told me he never left yeshiva for years because he was scared to go out. At least in yeshiva, he was safe today. End of Akazet. The Nisoyin are everywhere. It's a much harder Nisoyin. Much harder Nisoyin. Together with the assimilation, together with Akol, we have everything today. Everything today. Never been this easy to be Jewish and at the same time so impossibly difficult. But it's not because someone's trying to stop you. So it's not because the Goyim are stopping you. The Goyim are interfering with my Yiddishkeit. There's another force of Goyishkeit in the world. That's called Esav Achiv. Esav can come to you like a Nazi or he can come to you like your best friend. Today is your best friend. The fact that there was a Eurovision and there was Chil Shabbos, whatever, is bad enough. What was worse than that is no one understood what was wrong with it. Mabaya, that Yeshiva Bochrim are up late that night listening to the Eurovision. Mabaya. That's the problem. Not that they had it, not that they listened. And they don't know that there's something wrong with it. They don't understand that it's, to somebody who has any sensitivity of Yiddishkeit left, it's like, I can't even think of the words to describe what a bizoin that is. They don't know. It's not their fault, they generally don't know. What about the Chil Shabbos? Let them stop and they realize it's a problem. the itzim mahus of the event is we become so misyavnidik we become so goyish in our thinking and in our approach to life, we've lost the pnimis of what it means to be Jewish. With all the diktuk halacha, we've never been this fruit before. The Chofetz Chaim would have plats to have a pair of tefillin like mine. Matzahs like ours, esroigim like ours. Our mezuzahs, our mitzvahs are the best that there ever was. But we've lost the yid. We've lost what it means to be Jewish. Zeh baya. All right.